Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 2, Episode 7. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu? Come va? Come va la vita?
Benissimo, benissimo. E anche abbiamo bel tempo qua in Scozia adesso.
Ah, veramente?
Sì.
Sono contenta.
Ok, oggi parliamo della letteratura, non è vero?
Esatto, Mark, hai ragione. Parliamo di letteratura e di una persona molto importante per la letteratura italiana.
È vero, è vero. Allora, mettiamoci in lavoro?
Sì, io sono pronta.
Vai, cominciamo. So we are indeed talking about literature today. In fact, exactly what are we talking about, Francesca?
Sì, oggi parliamo del sommo poeta, di Dante Alighieri.
Okay, so Dante Alighieri is the one and only poet. He's the poet par excellence of Italy. In fact, he's the very first poet we studied in my university course in Italian when we did Inferno from the Divina Commedia in our first day of Italian at university. Quite a... It was
a
baptism of fire, and I think when we saw above the lecture hall, abandon all hope, all ye who enter, I think that said it all.
Mamma mia, c'era veramente scritto quello?
No, but I think they could have written it. Okay, of course we're joined by Silvia for this part, so Silvia, it's over to you.
A te la parola, Silvia.
Ciao Mark, ciao Francesca. Oggi parliamo di Dante. Dante Alighieri è forse lo scrittore italiano più famoso di tutti i tempi. È nato a Firenze, in Toscana, nel 1265, da una famiglia di piccola nobiltà. Inizia subito ad interessarsi alla poesia e alla scrittura e conosce i più importanti poeti dell'epoca. Da giovane incontra Beatrice, una donna di cui Dante sarà sempre innamorato e che ispirerà molte delle sue opere. Nel 1301 Dante viene esiliato da Firenze a causa delle sue visioni politiche ostili alla Chiesa. Passerà il resto della sua vita viaggiando nel nord e centro Italia. Muore nel 1321 a Ravenna, dove si era stabilito. Le opere più famose di Dante sono sicuramente La Vita Nuova e La Divina Commedia. La prima è una raccolta di poesie e passaggi in prosa, dedicati a Beatrice. Dante descrive Beatrice come una donna angelo, ovvero una donna idealizzata, perfetta in tutte le sue caratteristiche. L'autore descrive anche i tre stadi dell'amore. L'ultimo, quello più alto, si raggiunge quando si ama l'altra persona talmente tanto da non richiedere nulla in cambio. Sicuramente già conoscete invece la Divina Commedia, che è la sua opera più importante. La commedia racconta il viaggio spirituale di Dante dall'inferno al paradiso, passando per il purgatorio. Oltre a queste opere, Dante è molto famoso perché è stato uno dei primi scrittori ad utilizzare la lingua volgare invece del latino. In questo periodo, infatti, le opere letterarie venivano ancora scritte in latino. Il volgare, invece, è la lingua del volgo, ovvero il popolo. Scrivendo le sue opere in volgare, Dante ha diffuso l'uso del dialetto fiorentino e ha anche inventato nuovi modi di dire. Per tutti questi motivi, Dante è considerato il padre della lingua italiana. Niente male per un solo autore, vero? Ora che conoscete le nozioni essenziali, non vi resta che addentrarvi nell'universo dantesco.
So there we have it, il padre della lingua italiana, the father of the Italian language. That's one way to describe Dante, because of the way in which he used Italian or the Florentine dialect for the first time in written work. Okay, so the father of the Italian language, let's find out more about Dante Alighieri.
Dante Alighieri è forse lo scrittore italiano più famoso di tutti i tempi.
So Dante Alighieri is perhaps, e forse, lo scrittore italiano. He is the writer Italian più famoso di tutti i tempi, most famous of all the times. So he is perhaps the most famous Italian writer of all time.
È nato a Firenze, in Toscana, nel 1265 da una famiglia di piccola nobiltà.
Okay, so è nato, he was born a Firenze, in Florence, in Toscana, in Tuscany, nel 1265, in 1265, da una famiglia di piccola nobiltà. So from, literally, a family, or he was born to a family, di piccola nobiltà, of small nobility. Does this mean that they were of little nobility, or does it mean that they were a little bit noble?
Probably, I'm not an expert, but I suspect there are different degrees, different levels of nobility. So they were noble, but not at the top, at the top level.
Okay. So they were a little bit noble. Okay, let's continue.
Inizia subito ad interessarsi alla poesia e alla scrittura e conosce i più importanti poeti dell'epoca.
Okay, inizia subito. So, literally, he begins immediately. And this is this kind of historical present, when we're talking in the present tense, but we're talking about things that happened in the past. So, inizia subito. He immediately, I think we can translate this as began, ad interessarsi alla poesia e alla scrittura, to be interested or to take an interest in poetry, e alla scrittura and writing. e conosce i più importanti poeti dell'epoca. And he knew the most important poets of the time. There, do we mean he knew them as in he read about them, or he knew them personally, he met them?
I suppose it's intended that he met them, but it could also be the first option that you presented, Mark, that he only read their works. So it could be either.
Okay, let's continue.
Da giovane incontra Beatrice, una donna di cui Dante sarà sempre innamorato e che ispirerà molte delle sue opere.
Okay, so da giovane, as a young man, incontra Beatrice. He meets, or he met, again in the past, Beatrice, Beatrice, or Beatrice, una donna di cui Dante sarà sempre innamorato. So a woman of whom Dante will always be in love. So with whom Dante would always be in love, or whom he would always love.
Sì.
And che ispirerà. And who would inspire, and who literally will inspire, but again, we're going into the past, so we make that a would inspire, molte delle sue opere, many of his works.
Perfetto. Nel 1301, Dante viene esiliato da Firenze a causa delle sue visioni politiche ostili alla Chiesa.
Okay, so another date here. Nel 1301, in 1301, Dante viene esiliato da Firenze. Dante is exiled from Florence. Of course, we're putting it into the past in English, was exiled from Florence. A causa delle sue visioni politiche, because of his political views, we're not talking about visions here, but views, which specifically were ostili alla Chiesa. They were hostile towards the church.
Passerà il resto della sua vita viaggiando nel nord e centro Italia.
Okay, so again, thinking carefully about these presents of the past, these historical presents. Here we've got a historical future, so we're looking at he will spend, passerà,
sì.
But in English we would probably make that he was to spend or he would spend il resto della sua vita, the rest of his life, viaggiando nel nord e centro Italia, traveling in northern and central Italy.
Muore nel 1321 a Ravenna, dove si era stabilito.
Okay, again, more dates. Muore nel 1321, so he died in 1321, a Ravenna, in Ravenna, dove si era stabilito, where he had settled. Stabilito, he had stabilized himself, he had settled in Ravenna in 1321.
Sì, e sai Mark che ogni giorno a Ravenna alle 6 del pomeriggio fuori dalla tomba di Dante c'è una persona che legge qualche verso di appunto di Dante.
Ma ogni giorno?
Sì, è solo per quest'anno, ma è un'iniziativa del comune di Ravenna, quindi se i nostri ascoltatori vogliono possono contattare il comune di Ravenna e prenotarsi per leggere qualche verso di Dante.
Wow, allora qualsiasi persona può farlo?
Sì, sì, chiunque, basta prenotarsi appunto e sperare che ci sia ancora spazio libero.
Okay, so if we can travel, perhaps I'll sign up for that later in the year.
You should do that, Mark. I can picture you doing that.
Only if you come, only if you come.
Va bene.
Right, so let us continue with our second paragraph now.
Le opere più famose di Dante sono sicuramente La Vita Nuova e La Divina Commedia.
Okay, the most famous works of Dante, le opere più famose di Dante, sono sicuramente La Vita Nuova, they are surely the Vita Nuova, I guess literally New Life, e La Divina Commedia and the Divine Comedy, both works probably pretty well known even in English-speaking world.
Sicuramente. La prima è una raccolta di poesie e passaggi in prosa, dedicati a Beatrice.
So la prima, the first one, è una raccolta, is a collection di poesie, of poems, e passaggi in prosa, and prose passages dedicati a Beatrice, dedicated to Beatrice, to Beatrice.
Dante descrive Beatrice come una donna angelo, ovvero una donna idealizzata, perfetta in tutte le sue caratteristiche.
Okay, so Dante descrive Beatrice come una donna angelo, as an angel woman, ovvero una donna idealizzata. So that is to say, an idealized woman, perfetta in tutte le sue caratteristiche, perfect in all her characteristics.
L'autore descrive anche i tre stadi dell'amore. L'ultimo, quello più alto, si raggiunge quando si ama l'altra persona talmente tanto da non richiedere nulla in cambio.
Ok, so l'autore descrive anche i tre stadi dell'amore. So the author also describes the three states or stages of love.
Stages, sì.
I tre stadi dell'amore, the three stages of love. L'ultimo, the last one, quello più alto, the highest one, si raggiunge quando si ama l'altra persona talmente tanto, si raggiunge, when you love the other person so much da non richiedere nulla in cambio, that you don't ask for anything in return.
Sì.
Da non richiedere nulla in cambio.
Esatto, Mark.
Can I ask you something, Francesca?
Sì.
Something I've noticed when you're speaking, when Silvia was reading this as well. Can you just read that last part that means when you love the person so much that you don't require anything in return?
Quando si ama l'altra persona talmente tanto da non richiedere nulla in cambio.
Yeah, you did it again, and I'm really pleased you did it again, because it's something that is in my head. Francesca's shaking her head. She's no idea what I'm referring to. It's this word, non, and then followed by richiedere. Because what seems to happen is when you've got an N and an R together, you make that no richiedere.
Ah, ok. Non ci ho mai pensato, Mark. Talmente tanto da non richiedere... Sì, un pochino sì, hai ragione.
Un pochino. The other situation where I've heard you doing it is when you say the words in reality.
In realtà, sì, è vero. Potrei dire da non richiedere e in realtà.
But does it sound a little funny when you say that?
I'm kind of forcing myself to include a longer pause between one sound and the next.
So we could say in realtà.
Sì.
Okay.
Although it sounds a little bit like in realtà, in reality.
Yeah, unreality.
Unreality, sorry.
Yeah, no. Okay, so a little, just as something I noticed there and I was wondering, I wanted to ask you about it.
Che orecchio, Mark.
Da non richiedere nulla in cambio, for not to ask for anything in return. Okay, let's continue.
Sicuramente già conoscete invece la Divina Commedia, che è la sua opera più importante.
Okay, so we've talked about La Vita Nuova, which is perhaps not as well known, but La Divina Commedia is pretty well known, the Divine Comedy. So, and we're not talking about the British pop group from, I think, the 90s, the Divine Comedy here, we're talking about Dante's work. Sicuramente già conoscete invece, however, you surely already know La Divina Commedia, the Divine Comedy, che è la sua opera più importante, which is his most important work.
La commedia racconta il viaggio spirituale di Dante, dall'inferno al paradiso, passando per il purgatorio.
So, la commedia, the comedia, racconta il viaggio spirituale di Dante. It recounts the spiritual journey of Dante dall'inferno, from hell, al paradiso, to paradise, passando per il purgatorio, passing through purgatory. Okay, we'll pause just there for a moment to let all this sink in, and we'll be back very soon to continue this text. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break magazine experience further, why not consider our online course version, which includes additional materials to help you build your knowledge of the language through lesson notes, additional explanations, vocabulary lists, and transcripts to accompany each episode. Like all our online courses, the magazine course is available on the Coffee Break Academy. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/magazine, where you'll find all the information you need.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Francesca, I can't quite remember if I described the Divine Comedy as in the pop band as an English pop band or as a British pop band, but I have checked, they're from Northern Ireland. So apologies to anyone if I made a mistake there by calling them an English pop band.
Oops.
Anyway, do you know the Divine Comedy? Not Dante's,
sì,
but the band,
sì.
Yeah.
Li,
I love the song
conosco.
National Express. National Express is a wonderful song. Anyway, let's continue on.
Oltre a queste opere, Dante è molto famoso perché è stato uno dei primi scrittori ad utilizzare la lingua volgare invece del latino.
So we're now getting into the aspects of language. Here we're saying that oltre a queste opere, in addition to these works, Dante è molto famoso, he's very famous, perché è stato uno dei primi scrittori, because he was one of the first writers, ad utilizzare la lingua volgare invece del latino, to use the vulgar language or the vernacular language instead of Latin.
In questo periodo, infatti, le opere letterarie venivano ancora scritte in latino.
So, a little more explanation here. In questo periodo, infatti, in this period, in fact, le opere letterarie, so literary works, venivano ancora scritte in latino. They were still written in Latin. We're talking about the 14th century.
Il volgare, invece, è la lingua del volgo, ovvero il popolo.
So, il volgare, an explanation of what il volgare is, and I think in English we would call this the vernacular. So, the vernacular, on the other hand, è la lingua del volgo. It's the language of the volgo, ovvero il popolo, or the people.
Scrivendo le sue opere in volgare, Dante ha diffuso l'uso del dialetto fiorentino e ha anche inventato nuovi modi di dire.
Okay, so scrivendo le sue opere in volgare, by writing his works in the vernacular, Dante ha diffuso l'uso del dialetto fiorentino. So he spread the use of the Florentine dialect. Of course, this is the dialect he was writing in, and this enabled this dialect to be spread further because people were reading his works, and that was happening on a wider basis, or indeed hearing his works perhaps being read by others.
Esatto, sì.
Okay. And he also invented new expressions. E ha anche inventato nuovi modi di dire, new expressions, new ways of saying things.
Per tutti questi motivi, Dante è considerato il padre della lingua italiana.
Ok, per tutti questi motivi, for all these reasons, Dante è considerato, he's considered, il padre della lingua italiana, the father of the Italian language.
È vero. Niente male per un solo autore, vero?
So not bad for one author, right? Niente male, not bad, nothing bad per un solo autore. I don't think we would bother translating the solo there. I think we'd just say not bad for one author.
Sì, sì. E ora che conoscete le nozioni essenziali, non vi resta che addentrarvi nell'universo dantesco.
Okay, so now that you know, ora che conoscete le nozioni essenziali, the essential notions, the initial elements of the study of Dante, non vi resta che, there is nothing left to do, or all that's left for you to do is addentrarvi, is to delve yourselves nell'universo dantesco, into the Dante's universe. And there we've got the adjective from Dante, just like we have Shakespearean or something like that. We've got dantesco, into Dante's universe, nell'universo dantesco.
Dantesco, sì, proprio un bel aggettivo. And actually I was thinking this conclusion to the text, it sounds like with the verb addentrarsi, it sounds like the very beginning of the inferno, with the idea of the forest and entering something a little bit unknown.
Unknown, yeah. Francesca, I'm putting you in the spot here, but can you remember the opening lines of the Divina Commedia, the Inferno?
Oh, mamma mia. Okay, let me see if I can remember it. It should be, nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita mi ritrovai per una selva oscura che la diritta via era smarrita.
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Well done, Francesca.
I hope I remember all the words okay, Mark.
So let's just go through this. Nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita, in the middle of the journey of our life, mi ritrovai per una selva oscura. That's a passato remoto there.
Sì.
A special type of verb that you'll find in literature. So I found myself in the middle of a dark forest, per una selva oscura, che la diritta via era smarrita, where the correct way was lost or something like that.
Sì, esatto, smarrita, lost, sì. As maybe our listeners already know that Dante started writing the Inferno when he was more or less 35. So for the standards of 700 years ago, he was somehow in his midlife crisis. And this is why we have the analogy with a dark forest. He was a little bit lost in his life, as you are when you are in the middle of a dark forest.
Excellent. Perhaps we should do at some point some kind of Coffee Break Italian literature show, and Francesca, you can tell us all about all your knowledge of Italian literature.
Ah, sarebbe bello. Ne parlo con Silvia.
Okay. Talking of Silvia, it's time for our ciliegina sulla torta. Allora, una parte molto importante di ogni episodio di Coffee Break Italian, o certo the magazine, è la ciliegina sulla torta con Silvia. È tornata. Ciao Silvia!
Ciao Mark, eccomi qua.
Allora, cosa hai per noi oggi?
Oggi parliamo di un'espressione che ha inventato Dante, ovvero senza infamia e senza lode. Ma oggi voglio darti subito un esempio.
Ok.
Per esempio, possiamo parlare di un film e chiedere: allora, ti è piaciuto questo film? E qualcuno potrebbe rispondere: normale, diciamo senza infamia e senza lode.
Right, okay, so we've got a lot to think about there. You've given us an example to look at this expression. So the expression itself is senza infamia e senza lode.
Esatto.
So literally this means without infamy or without abomination and without praise. So lode, praise, or eulogy, honor, something like that. So what we're looking at is a kind of middle of the road result. So you asked us, ti è piaciuto il film? Did you enjoy the film? Normale, senza infamia e senza lode. It was without infamy, it was without abomination and also without praise. So it wasn't absolutely amazing. It wasn't absolutely awful. It was somewhere in the middle. Have we got this correct?
Sì, esatto. Come avrete intuito, viene usato per parlare di qualcosa che non è né bellissimo né bruttissimo. È un modo per dare un giudizio neutrale su qualcosa.
Ok, so something that is né bellissimo né bruttissimo, neither very beautiful nor very horrible. And it's a neutral judgment, un giudizio neutrale. Okay, so I very much hope that this ciliegina has been a little better than just senza infamia e senza lode.
Speriamo, sì.
Allora, grazie mille Silvia.
Grazie a te.
Mark, questa ciliegina mi porta indietro nel tempo, perché questo era un commento tipico della mia insegnante di italiano e latino alle superiori durante tutte le interrogazioni in classe.
Okay, was this in response to your answers in class and your fellow students' answers?
Di tutti, era sempre il suo commento generale. Senza lode né infamia.
I love it. Okay, well, hopefully this episode has given us all something to think about. We've been looking at La Divina Commedia and La Vita Nuova di Dante. And one of the great things about when we're talking about kind of classics and classical literature is that it's very easy to find free online. So you'll easily be able to find the text of Inferno or Purgatorio or Paradiso online. And delve into, or what was the word we used?
Addentratevi nella letteratura italiana.
Excellent. We'll be back next time, and we're going to be talking about a place rather than an element of literature, although there is a literary connection next time round too.
Sì, sì, ma non diciamo niente per il momento. Okay.
Grazie mille Francesca.
Grazie a te Mark, grazie a tutti gli ascoltatori e alla prossima.
Don't forget that you can access all of the bonus materials for this episode and indeed all of the episodes of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, and you can do so at the Coffee Break Academy. We have lesson notes, we have exercises and vocabulary for each episode, and all that's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And if you would like to practice your Italian, search for Coffee Break Italian on Facebook. And we are Learn Italian on Twitter and Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Benissimo. Allora, grazie mille come sempre e alla prossima.
A presto. Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.